Shall we pray? Jesus, thank you, Lord. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Oh Lord, you take all glory because you are worthy of glory and majesty. Whether we believe or not, you are God. One who created us, created the universe. One who works in our lives. One who orders our steps. One who protects. One who guides. One who counsels. One who heals. Oh Lord, one who gives hope that nothing can disappoint. One who pours love into our hearts. One who transforms lives. Oh Lord, it is you before whom we are laid bare and accountable to. Thank you for your word, which is sharper than a double-edged sword, piercing to the division of bone and marrow, and discerning the thoughts and intentions of the human heart. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Before you we bow down. Jesus Christ of Nazareth, the Word of God who became flesh, we bow down before you. Thank you, Lord. We take glory according to your grace. We'll share the bread that you give to us. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Praise the Lord. Let me just read one verse from, two verses from Psalm 37. Psalm 37. Verse 4 and 5. So I'll want someone to read that. Psalm 37, verse 4 and 5. Youngsters, get ready. I may call your name to read. Don't be afraid. Okay, but one is, can you read that? Psalm 37, verse.
Delight yourself also in the Lord.
People online.
Delight yourself also in the Lord, and He shall give you the desire of your heart. Commit your way to the Lord, trust also in Him, and He shall bring it to you. Bring it to pass.
Okay, thank you, Bernice. If you had not paid attention, let me read it. Okay, also. Take delight in the Lord, and He will give you the desires of your heart. Commit your way to the Lord, trust in Him, and He will act. Sometimes God's word is very simple, sometimes very less complicated, sometimes too good to be true. We've heard the statement among our colleagues, friends, it's too good to be true. The Bible is too good to be true. In fact, it's an impossible thing made possible by the God who created you and me. He does impossible things in your life and my life. You know why? Because He continues to reveal Himself as El Shaddai, the Almighty God. And He tells His people again and again in the Old Testament and in the New Testament, and not just in the pages of Scripture, in your life and my life also, He wants to prove that. Prove not because He is helpless, not because there is no reason, there is no one to support Him, but to prove to you and me, because we are His, we belong to Him. We have been bought with a price, and that price is the price of the eternal Son of God, sacrificed on the cross. A price which you and I, however we try to meditate, will not be able to fathom the depth and breadth and width of it. But yet, we can boast of it. It is so precious to the Heavenly Father, because He has given His own Son to purchase you and me. And so, He continues to prove Himself in our life, practically, in our thinking, practically. He will prove that He is a God of impossibilities. So that you and I will increase in our faith. Faith not in our circumstances, but faith in the One who laid down His life for me. So that we will be humbled. That is the right response. You and I will be humbled when we think about it. I think Naphtali uncle was saying this the other day. Okay, so when he was saying something like this, he said, "You are so blessed." I said, "I know I am blessed. But that frightens me." Because my question to God, I am saying honestly, is, "Lord, why have you blessed me so much? It is too much." Not that I don't want much. I still want Him to bless me. But the point is, I am accountable for what God has given to me. Not just money. If God has given a time of peace in your life, you are accountable for that. Because in that peace, you don't squander it. You use that time of peace to bless those who are peaceless. You use that time of peace to have a sound mind with God. Maybe you are going through some trouble. Yes, at that point of time, you will not be as sound in mind like when you have peace. There is a time of peace that God gives. We are accountable for that. Yes, we are blessed in many ways. When all of us think, many of us are blessed more than the others. It doesn't matter. The point is, all of us are equally blessed in Christ. By His precious blood, we are saved, cleansed. We are a new creation. We have the same gifts, spiritual gifts. All of us have the same, we have access to the same spiritual gifts, irrespective of who we are, because we never came to Him in the first place by our qualifications. And therefore, we are at the same plane. And so we come to Him. So take trust in the Lord and take delight in the Lord, and He will give you the desires of your heart. It's very simple. Children also are simple. Just read that, right? Just what does it say? Take delight in the Lord and He will give you the desires of your heart. What is it that you want in your life? To meet the desires of your heart, right? I want to be this, I want to do this, I would love this. Yeah, but He says, go ahead, I'll give you. Take delight in me. Take delight in me. So then now your passion should be, let me take delight in Jesus Christ. Oh, who is Jesus? Let me see. Let me ask my appa, amma, pastor. Let me read it. Let me read scripture. I want to know. Because He said, if I delight in Him, He will give me the desires of my heart. That is His promise. That is why I can boast. I as a father will not be able to meet the desires of my children. I cannot. I'll try, but I cannot fully. I can do it to some extent. But I can tell them, take delight in Jesus and He will give you the desires of your heart. He has promised it. And not only that He promised it, come and ask me. I will tell you how that worked in my life. I will tell you. Because I am the first testimony in your life. I am your father. I and your mother, we are the first testimony in your life, right? Because you see us day in, day out. We are the one taking care. You are put in our charge by God's grace. And so you come and ask us. That is called testimony. Testifying about God's glory. God's glory to be heard. Right, and we need to tell that, and I've repeated that a couple of times earlier also, that our children should hear from us. Don't wait for something big to happen, a disaster to happen, to come and stand or sit on the table and tell them about God's glory. You don't need to wait for that. Of course, that is great glory. You don't need to. Every day is a testimony. Every day is a testimony. Commit your way to the Lord, trust in Him, and He will act. Children, listen to that. Commit your way to the Lord and He will act. That is God saying. You want God to be working in your life? Hanok, you're listening? Right? Listen. Commit your way to the Lord. Trust in Him and He will act. Let me go to the a verse later on in Psalm 37. 23, 24, 25 and 26. Somebody else. Nathaniel, can you read? There's the mic. Can you read from 23 onwards down? Slowly, one verse at a time.
The steps of man are established by the Lord.
Yes.
When He delights in His way.
Okay. The steps of man are established. Established? Read.
By the Lord.
By the Lord.
When He delights in His way.
You know who delights here? In the earlier verse it was, we take delight in the Lord and He will meet the desires of your heart. You know here, what is it? Read it again. Read the same verse.
The steps of man are established by the Lord when He delights in His way.
When God delights in us, in our way. Right? When we take delight in the Lord, God delights in us. Can you imagine which God we are talking about? We are talking about the one who created the heavens and the earth. I've been telling you and reminding you the last two Sundays. God continues to remind us. Samuel, Jnanadinne Srishtichavan. Derike, I am the one who created you. You walked up and climbed up the stairs not because you have muscles, but because I have put strength in your muscles. Do you know before whom you stand? You recognize that. That God is saying, when you take delight in Him, He will meet the desires of your heart. And here He is saying, again Nathaniel, please read, same verse.
The steps of man are established by the Lord.
Yes.
When He delights in His way.
Yes. When God delights in us, our steps will be established. Imagine that. Why should God delight in us? You think about it. Look at the mirror. If I look at the mirror and say, God delights in you, for what He delights? What good thing have you done? How have you taken care of your family? How has your relationship been? How much are you praying? Nothing. Nothing. We will be like Job saying, oh, is it for me? I don't have anything to tell you. My mouth is closed. And the argument, no. Because parayanonnum illa, there is nothing if I sit. Can I bring my experience? 20 years I have been pastoring. Nothing. In that I have squandered, hurt people, done many things which I should not have done, done very less what I ought to do. You close your mouth and say, oh Lord, is it me you take delight in? You will establish my way. Thank you, oh Lord. How wonderful, merciful, good you are to me. Go on, verse 20. Next verse.
Though he fall, he shall not be cast headlong, for the Lord upholds his hand.
Though he fall, he shall not be cast headlong, for the Lord is the stay of his hand. Beloved, we need to not just hear the word, we need to understand it. Not just understand it, we need to receive it. And not just receive it, we have to act in faith. Then only it becomes true. If we listen to it, it does not become true. It is true whether you listen or not. It is for our benefit that we eat of the heavenly manna. And it is too deep for us to understand. Even I don't understand. Jesus says He is the Word. Jesus is a Is He not God? Yes, He says, I am the Word. By His Word all things were created. For Him, by Him, through Him, everything created. The Word became flesh. What a mystery. But it is the Word of God which became flesh. And this we are reading right now is the Word of God. So as I share with you, as you share with me, you are sharing not ideas. You are not sharing good habits. You are not sharing how to have a successful life by obeying some instructions. No. You are and I are serving the heavenly manna, the bread. That is why it is alive. That is why it will transform your heart if you listen, understand and believe. When you go out of this place, not because I preached it, you will also preach the same, and others will be moved, others' hearts will be changed. God will do the impossible in the hearer, the understander, the one who receives the good soil. The good soil. God will transform. Go ahead, can you read? Though he fall, he shall not be cast headlong. The Lord is the stay of my hand. We need to constantly think. It is for everyone. Aidan, you have to say, the Lord is the stay. Stay meaning what? Hold. When Appa and you or Amma walk and climb some steep stairs, what do they do? Suddenly your Appa will hold you like this, right? Why? He is afraid. We do. He will fall off. He may not fall, but he holds, right? Why? Because he is the stay of your hand. Because he is more stronger than you. God is saying, I am the stay of your hand. And you, children, adults, husbands, wives, elderly people, you need to tell, Vargisangle, God is the stay of my hand. In the kaida balam, devame ni agunu, minianti Allah, pastor Allah, George Allah, nobody. But Jesus Christ of Nazareth. That is why you are sitting here. That is why you are standing up and playing those instruments now. That is why you are able to sing now. Because the Lord is the stay. Though I fall, I will not be cast headlong. Never will He do that. Our God whom we serve, who bought you with a price which is precious, not the blood of lambs and goats, but the precious blood of His Son. If He has purchased you, Romans chapter 8 says, I'm paraphrasing, that's not actual Malayalam. If God gave His Son for us, what else will He withhold? Nothing is there not to withhold. Nothing is there. So would we respond and say, oh Lord, Master, thank you. I bow down before this truth. You are the truth, the way and the life. I bow down before you, submit my life. This is the best for me to do. I repent and turn to you. Because you are a God who is living. Your word is living and active. But I read the next two verses.
I have been young and now I am old. Okay. Yet I have not seen righteous forsaken or his children begging for bread.
See, the psalm is written by David. Listen carefully.
I have been young And now I'm old, okay. Yet I have not seen the righteous forsaken or his children begging for bread.
Why? See, this is called testimony. I am 52 years old, okay. I don't know whether it's halfway of my life or close to the end of my life, because when God decides I will go, I'll go to him. The point is, let me, for my hope, let me say it's halfway through life, okay. I want to live more than 100 years old. May God do it possible. But I was young and now I am old. But I have seen this God and his word alive, active. Whatever he said, it has happened. I have seen people who took delight in the Lord and they met the desires of their heart. Parambattum. You will be able to see in your life and lives around. I am going to do a small exercise right now. I did it partly in the fasting prayer yesterday. I am just going to rant true experiences that I have seen. I have seen through. I was young. I am old. I am only 52. I am not a pastor. I am not a person who runs around or evangelist or anything like that. I have not gone around the world. But I will just tell you the impossible things that I have seen in my little life of faith. Not through me. Some through me, some I have seen directly. I mean, all I have seen directly, I'll tell you. I've said yesterday. Okay, I know of a person, a family, their son, they prayed and prayed and prayed. After 16 years of their marriage, they got a son. After 16 years, not 4, not 5, not 8, not after 16, 1-6. Just for you to know, that man had visited here. He is Professor Nelson Muthu, who works in IIT Palakkad as an associate professor now. He is an excellent, brilliant, but very humble man of God, whose heart is fixed to God and his own. 16 years his father and mother prayed. 16 years, any doctors, what do you think? Impossible thing, was it a possible thing? I am saying real things. Okay, we have heard all this. Why I am saying real things is, children, please, you need to know. It is one thing to watch a YouTube video of somebody saying that 16 years I waited and got. That is different. This I am talking about somebody I know, somebody who I have met, I have worked with, I have fellowshiped with, I have preached with. It's true. Our God is a God of impossibilities. The other day I said, a husband and wife who got separated, not officially divorced, but they got separated. We were praying and weeping, very young. They don't even have a child. As soon as they got married, there was a big disaster that happened between the husband and wife. The wife said, I cannot live this man with this man. It's impossible. Even if he repents, I don't want him back. In Bombay. I'll leave them unnamed because some of these things are sensitive. When we left Mumbai, we left with much pain in the heart. Oh Lord, is it not possible? At some point we gave up thinking that, okay, maybe Lord's will, you know, how much we have counseled, how much we have tried to help. No. But I came to know 8 years later, we came in 2017, 8 years later, we didn't know, actually, an amazing thing happened. They both repented, came together, she got baptized, and they are wonderfully worshipping in a church in Mumbai. 8 years of separation. It was hopeless because they are very young. You know how, rekta talapola samaya, meaning that the blood boils. Once you decide, you will just stay arrogant, thinking that you have your whole life ahead and everything is fine. Whatever, you know, it's a thick skull. Whatever you counsel doesn't go in. They believe us, but nothing goes in. Because there is something that has hurt you, and that bitterness you will not leave. Because you think that you are in control of your life. Because you think you will set things right. Until God cuts your heart and brings you to your knees. And then you will turn. Today, they are serving God. They are part of a good church there, proclaiming the name of Christ. Praise be to God. One more thing, impossibility. What is the impossibility here? Husband and wife that fought for living separately. Okay, and then God brought them together. Beloved, please don't lose the context. What I am saying, I was young, I have been young and now I am old. And David says, yet I have not seen the righteous forsaken or his children begging bread. He is giving liberally and lending, and his children become a blessing. David is saying that. In the namaka samshayanda. Right? If you take delight in the Lord, he will meet the desires of your heart. It is not worldly circumstances and things that define your future and success. No. Beloved, we need to think this radically. It is not foolishness. It is truth. If you really don't want to believe, try the other way. Soon you will come back. You try the other way. Thinking that you will have your wisdom in which you can go and your steps will be established because of your own ways of thinking. Just do it. But you will break your head. You will break your neck. You will break your leg. You will have trouble in your life. And you will come back. And you will still have to bend before the Lord and accept and say, oh Lord, I have to come to you and take delight. Many, many more testimonies. Many, many more testimonies. I have seen people, don't beat me up, I've seen people squander an interview with every question wrong and still got the admission. It is none other than my three children. None other than my three children. For God's glory. Talkage Public School, I thought when we came from Bombay, I thought that Natalele, admission of Elpuarikim. I never knew what's going on here. When I came here, they said, Mandrida Galipichale Kitatulu. There is no other way. You will never get, and you know how it is. But one decision Sandhya they took, no, we will not. Our Mandri is the Lord Jesus Christ. If he gives, we take. If he doesn't give, we know there's something else that's given. Not because of the pride of our faith. I'm not saying that. You should see. You could have seen my leg shivering at that point of time. But the point is, we knew that if we take delight in him and set our feet right in the right place, then he must act, because he said he will act. And if he doesn't act, then close the Bible and walk your way. No? Why talk about his glory when he's not acting? But he will act. Because his word will never come back to him. In Isaiah it says that it will come and it will sprout and do its business. God's word will do its work. It will never go back to him empty. God will bless. And so hold on to his word. The Lord is the stay of my hand. He will help me. He will help me. The interview panel, just for you to know, those who took admissions know, Manu and knows, I think somebody else, Bernice, Dr. Jacob, you know because you took admission. Okay, the panelists, I know it's online, the panelists are a frightening group of people because the whole desk, if you get in that conference room, is all the board members. And many of the board members are very senior. Very senior. So it's like typically what you see in a cartoon kind of thing, that children will get frightened looking at the face. You know, that's the kind of thing. We get frightened, parents get frightened, intimidated sometimes, because it's all very elderly people who barely can hear, many of them. Okay, I'm not making fun of it, okay, but what I'm trying to say is that itself is intimidating. On top of that, we have three children sitting here, parents are here, it is embarrassing. One by one, they will ask, Malay, who is the president of India? I won't name my children. Do you know what my children said? Devendra Fadnavis. Because we came from Maharashtra, that was the chief minister. My goodness, what are you saying? It was, who was that? Pranab Mukherjee at that time. Devendra Fadnavis, correct me, Ambetu, in the Talagunichu, both of us. Then they understood that we come from a metro city. So, you come from a metro city. Can you name any other metro city other than Mumbai? Instant answer, Kerala. Gone. I am laughing. That time it was full tension because we are at the feet of God asking God, where will we get away? God is telling us, not to poem. How will we survive? Transfer, I had. It was a forced transfer. I did not know where. How will we do? Suti didn't get admission. And so on and so forth. So at that time, it's not a joke for me. One, two, that. These are the simplest questions. What the adi kodukkaan thonni? One more, I don't know which one. Any children, if you are humble enough to... My children, where are you? If you are humble enough to confess, you can confess. There is one more question that also was completely foolish. It's not even like nearby. Jan, erangyappam, we said, this is not God's will, we will not give. But on the day the results were announced, I still remember I was on a deputation. I came from Kakinada, we had not yet moved. I came here, I went with sadness in my heart and fear. I went to the notice board, there was the list. And all three of them got. I wept. I called Sandhya in Bombay and I said, Lord has given us. It's not finished. How did God give us? You know, later on I found out. The day I had come to ask for admissions, before I entered, Varghese sir has passed away. He was one of the managing committee members. His secretary, her name is, if I'm not wrong, Lena. So I have to pass by her secretary to get into Varghese sir's place to ask for the admissions. And so I go to Lena and tell her, oh, this is the case. So I'm talking to the secretary, okay, very unassuming lady. And she understands, okay, we'll walk in the river, this is it, and you know, three of them are there. So she takes the request to him and then calls me inside. So when Varghese sir is talking to me, she's also standing there. She's only a secretary. So she hears the whole story. And Varghese sir was very curt. He said, Anganam Daram Batatilla, no, Orakri Daram. He was very courteous, very straight on my face, and I was hopeless because I thought, then I thought, yeah, impossible. He said, maybe we'll see, but that also only if it is. He said many things like that and left us out. But God kept an angel called Lena standing beside him. You know why? Because later on she told me that when the actual admissions were being given, she was standing by his side. He gave only to one child. And Lena said, Ayo Sara Chiyam Patatilalo, wherever Moon Verile, Bombay Nile Verile. Lena has no connection with us. The Holy Spirit put in her mouth at that time. And Varghese sir is a very old man at that time. He has no reason to be thinking all this and memory failing and all that. But God kept Lena standing beside him at that point of time to advocate for George Matthew coming from Bombay. Because he knows our need, he knows our desire. And so three of us got. Now one more thing humbly. At the same day while I am sitting there, there are other parents. Some of them coming from abroad. They are waiting at the door of the manager. You know why? So they are waiting, please can you help? Now I am not going to get into the fairness of God here. Because God is fair. I rest in Him. So I don't want to debate that. I got favor. That is enough for me. And I will seek his face. I was young, but now I am old. I will replace that sentence. David is saying what? He is saying that no righteous man or his children has ever begged. In David's time, in his testimony, he is saying, he is a king, he is a prophet, he is like the one whose heart is, you know, in God's ways, man after God's heart. He is saying, we also, children, you have to ask your parents again and again, beloved, don't beat me if your children come home and ask questions about your faith in home, because I tell the children, go back and ask. Ask your appa and amma, how did they come to know the Lord? Enginayana karthan, testimony enda. Ask, Joel, ask appa. Yes, make him come here and tell. You make him, I'm not going to make him come. For the glory of God, you must ask. Children, you must ask. My children, they have the freedom, they keep asking, they know too many stories. So they know how to embarrass me, they know how to reveal my secrets out, so they know everything. I don't think there's anything, even the most private, many of the, except for information about others where we counsel or pray, which is private. No, but our life, I don't think there's anything really hidden. Even our pitfalls have been given. Not because we are heroes, because it just happened that way. It was exposed. And then they came to know, and they know that, okay, this is real. I was young, but now I'm old. I see many things of God's glory. I have seen, I'm continuing a little more testimonies, please. Because what are we talking about? We are talking about a God who does impossible, too good to be true, real things in your and my life, not because we are somebody, but because we belong to Him. Nee ende daana njanu kartav ende magande, or sorry, I have bad list of Malayalam vocabulary, but it's like God saying, okay, my son I gave for you, ninna veendeduthu, I have forgiven your sins, I have made you mine. Listen to me, my child. I have done so many things in your life, but you are not listening. You are not paying attention. Once maybe you were, now you are not. Come back to me. Come back to me. Tell your children. Sit together. Tell them your failures, your successes, but tell about my glory. You don't need to make it a Bible study. As I said last time, Deuteronomy chapter 6, first few verses, you will understand. In natural circumstances, which will be interesting for your family. I have told you this, my family dread me sitting with them, because my children, because they say that I keep preaching when I'm sitting there. I do exactly, almost like what I'm doing here there. So I'm cautious now, because if I do the same thing there, they are not going to listen. Okay, I myself am failing in Deuteronomy chapter 6. Irikimburum, Nadakumburum, Kadakumburum. That is the time when you tell. And you know that God does not mean Bible study. God does not mean Nadakumburum, Psalm chapter 23, Parnikyan Allah. What does it mean? He just says natural circumstances of your life, daily life. They will see you trusting Jesus. They will see you struggling. They will see you rejoicing. They will see the joy of the Holy Spirit working in them. They will see all these things. And then when you sit for family prayer and open scriptures, it is alive, not theory anymore. Mansala, that is our heritage. I am not talking about just myself. I am saying that is your heritage. The God who works, He is living, active. He gives testimonies of impossibilities. But would you delight in Him? Would you take delight in Him? Then He will take delight in you. He will establish your paths. He will give you testimonies. I can go on and on, beloved. There are so many things like that. The way God gave in my life, the current house that we stay. 7 years we are there. Just for God's testimony. That is, belongs to a wonderful gentleman. Recently he was in the newspapers also. He got promoted to next level of director in Manorama in Kottayam. His name is P.J. George. Wonderful man. God prepared him and that house for us. Later I can share to you, anybody wants to know the testimony of how it is. This is the 8th year we are staying. But just one thing to tell you about the testimony is, today, after 8 years, I am still not paying the original rent that he had asked for. 8 varsham kazhinjittum adeham aadyam uddeshicha rent alla njangal kodukkune adilum 500 rupaya koravana ella varsham kurchu koodittundu. Why? Because the God of impossibilities knows how to speak to a person's heart and mind and soul, even if the person is not really one who knows the Lord. For your sake, to establish your path, God will speak into the heart and mind of Cyrus the king, or your principal, or your servant, or anybody else. God will do that. You have testimonies. There is no time to keep on. You have to testify. I am sure somebody's life, this either testify. One of this would have been true. One of this would have been true. Get ready to share it. Wherever you get it, share. Ammayappane kaanum share. Ammayamme kaanum share. Friendsine kaanum share. Why do you want to wait for a stage? Don't wait for a first Sunday to share here. No. Testimony is everywhere to be shared. At your home it begins. Dinner table it begins. You tell about God's wonderful, real, living work. Then you know what? Our children will never turn away from the faith, because they know it is true. They know it is real. They know it is applicable. They know it is current. They know it is Gen Z. It is old Z and Gen Z also, if I may use that word, old Z. Okay. They will never think as an irrelevant set of instructions. They will know that this is an eternal truth. because it is living and active. It is constantly giving life to my father and mother and my parents and whoever comes to know the Lord. Oh, when they take decisions according to that, God blesses. When they are lost, God gives them direction. When they don't, where they are confused, they just trust in Him, take decisions and move forward. Oh, that is success. They will see that. They will see that. So, beloved, let us learn to do that. I was young and I'm old, yet I have not seen the righteous forsaken or his children begging. I have seen people who waited for long for marriage, believers, not getting. Kittanilla. Oh, Arim Verinilla. I know of one lady who is a doctor in Chennai, and she's come from a Hindu background, and we were praying. And to top it all, it is not just that she is struggling in the faith. To top it all, believers are coming and running away. Not because of anything else, on the most ungodly topics like money, dowry. You understand that? We are praying for a Hindu convert, excellent woman of God who is waiting, is gone old and she is waiting for marriage, and we are praying. Suddenly believer vandu, proposal vandu, oppa nadakkum nu irikkumbum, that has fizzled out. Reason is up and dowry vekkunnu. Adu kodukkan pettathondu njan maari. What kind of faith have we? What I am trying to say is, we were hopeless at one point of time. Why? Nadakkunnu illa. Idu Hindu convert va. Today, they are an excellent couple who is in Chennai, and they are very much involved in ministry. Later on, God brought a husband for her, a wonderful man of God, and they are working together. I don't know if Sandhya remembers, I am talking about Dr. Shashikala and Moses. Some of you may know. Okay, so it's her story that I'm seeing. So there's much before marriage that we know. So can God do impossible? Again, children, remember, why am I blabbering all these stories? Because these are real things which I know for sure. So you can go together and confirm it. This is not TV evangelism. This is not somewhere where you see in the YouTube video. This is right here video. Okay, where you can ask. And so, oh Jesus, this is the Jesus who I should take delight in. Yes, I surely do. Surely I am going to take delight. Nathaniel, Johan, Benjamin. I love the youngsters, so I just keep calling their names. Okay, I know that they will not take offense at me. But I am telling you. Yuvana Galatale Ninde, Rakshidavane, Alle Ninde, Sashtavane, Orthuvulvin. Ecclesiastes chapter 12. You know, in Ecclesiastes chapter 12, just for you to tell children, you will find two beautiful verses. One, you will jump around to read the last verse. because the last verse, it says, you know what? Of the making of books, there are many. It makes you wary, you know, things like that. We also don't like too many books, right? Anyway, the context is different. But in Ecclesiastes chapter 12, verse 1, it says, remember your Creator not after retirement, not when you are free, not when you have circumstances all correct. The day the name of Jesus comes into your life, into your mind, even the day, right, Jeevan? The day, now, if you have heard the name of Jesus, now you have, right? You know who He is, right? Today is the day when you give your life to Him and say, oh Lord, from today I belong to You. I am Yours. You teach me. I want to take delight in You. I want to be happy in Your things. Because You have said, if I am happy in Your things, You will give me what will bring happiness to me. That's what it says, right? So you need to know that. And then go home and ask Appa and Amma, what is your testimony? You understand, okay? Share, how did you come to know? Engena kartavane arinjathu arinjillayo arinjillengi na appa ariya. You understand that? Maybe, who knows, your father or mother said, nee arinju var enik ariyathilla. But you tell father and mother, appa ariyanam ee vachanam kettittundo. Have you read this Bible? Appa, read this, it is so exciting for me, read it, appa amma, and they will turn. Your cousins will turn. Your uncles and aunts will turn. Your grandmother will turn. So don't wait for pastor to come into your house. You are the pastor there. God has enabled you, called you, separated you for a plan and purpose. And you are right there where you are. You are a testimony. And you have to continue to be that. I have been young and now I am old. Yet I have not seen the righteous forsaken or his children begging bread. Because of these testimonies, there is great hope. Another testimony, I know of a person who was slated for a major surgery in the head, behind the back of his head, in Hinduja Hospital in Bombay. And the doctors, excel, is one of the best hospitals in India, because they work kind of how CMC works. Team of doctors will work, the neurologist and the surgeon and the, you know, spine specialist, all of them are there. They'll work as a team together and then they make decisions. So they made a very, very unusual decision because all were lost. They tried all sorts of tests and scans and MRIs. They could not find out the root cause. But they found something in the head of that person. And reluctantly, the ENT surgeon decided, we have to do. And she told the person also, I really don't want to do this surgery, but we have no other way than to do it, because that's the only thing that we see medically that we need to do. And that's like on a Wednesday, the doctor, anesthetist comes and sees, the theater is booked because, and the theater, there are class of theaters, for different grades of surgeries there are different categories of theaters. And this theater booked was one for the very serious one. Not told to the patient, but the patient's wife knew. And so people were praying. But on the day before the surgery, the ENT doctor looked and said, she was in two minds, she said, can we wait one more day? One more day. And the point was, actually their eardrum was all red for many weeks. So there's infection, the inner ear is getting infected, or possibility of getting infected, they are not sure, because there's high fever, there are so many things that are symbolic, symptomatic of meningitis, or many things were there. The next day, when the ENT doctor looked, as soon as she looked, she said, I am cancelling the surgery. So this is on a Thursday. The surgery was supposed to be on Friday. On Saturday, that person was discharged and went home. Now, we might have many reasons to still, maybe the antibiotic worked, maybe this happened. No, it is the Lord Jesus Christ who touched and healed at that point of time. And God set that person free, never again for that disease to come back. Right? So does God do that? Yes. Can He cancel a surgery on the penultimate day? Yes. Can He take glory among expert doctors? Yes. That all will be confused, nobody will know what to do. But He will take glory and you will give glory to Him. Beloved, I can go on and on. I have been young and I am old. There are so many things like this. Again, children, listen. I am telling you on behalf of your parents. Your parents should be telling you, pastor, everybody, we should share with each other. The Jesus whom we are talking about is true and real. And you take delight in Him. And He will make your path straight. He will take delight in you. He will establish you. Even though you are, you know, fall, God will not allow you to be cast headlong, but He will rescue you. And He allows certain things for certain wonderful purposes. To Him wonderful, to us it is bitter, painful, but it doesn't matter, because once we get out of that situation, we will also give glory to Him. We will say, thank you. Psalm 119:71. It is good that God allowed affliction in my life so that I will obey His commandments. It is good. We will say that is also testimony. We don't need to be artificial there. It is not that somehow, you know, God has to say always thank God for the suffering. No. Only when I feel it. Only when I am convinced. But that when I am convinced, I should talk to my family. I should talk to the church. I should say, do you know what happened, sister? Do you know what happened, brother? Do you know what happened, my children? This thing was tough for me, but God has saved me from it. So God wants to intervene. Last week, I had spoken a bit from Hebrews chapter 1. And you know, it begins like this, saying that in many and various ways, God has spoken of old to our fathers. And now in these days, He has spoken to us through His Son. So what did we see? Many and various ways God has spoken all through history, has been speaking. He's not a silent God sitting somewhere. He is a God who intervenes. He speaks through His word. He whispers to you in your dream. He will tell you. Some people audibly He will tell you. Some people will show signs. He will show. God intervenes in history. Just like He intervened with Abraham, Noah. We don't need to think. You know, in James chapter 4 or 5. I forget, where it talks about Elijah. He talks about healing. If anyone is sick, let him call the elders and pray over him, anoint with oil, and if he has sinned, God will forgive and God will heal him. He will rise up from his sick bed. It says that. And then you know what? As though trying to convince us, the writer James gives an example of one person. You know who? You know about whose example he gives in that chapter? Elijah. He says, you know Elijah? He was like a like man like you and me. Elijah. He ascended to heaven. He is like extremely different from me. He was a prophet who could run, you know, miraculous races with Ahab and so on and so forth, right? He was the one who could call fire from heaven. How are you saying that you are a like man? Elijah ennepolano. Ade? The Bible says, I am not saying, I am not arrogant, Bible, if at all arrogance anovi, James is arrogant in saying that, not me. He says, do you know, Elijah was a like man, like us. He was a righteous man. Righteous meaning what? Not perfect. Not perfect. Righteous no arne and willing to do right before God. Willing to accept mistakes and do right. That is righteous, not perfect. Elijah was a righteous man. The prayer of a righteous man has great effects. When you pray, heaven shut. 3 years. When you pray, heaven moved. It rained. Why does the Bible and the Holy Spirit have to write that for you there? It is to say, don't think that only Elijah can do that. Elijah is precious. He is definitely different from all of us. But he is a like man like you and me. He had the same frailty, fears, agony, anger, anxiety, everything like you and me. He's just a human being. He's not anybody else, no? So what the Bible is encouraging is, therefore, don't compare like that and run away from me. Draw close to me. You are like Elijah to me. If you pray, I will hear. I will do it. Take delight in me. I will do like I did for Elijah. I will do for you also. You understand that? God brings it to practical reality to our hands and says, all because, remember, we know that denominator, that it is not because of our merits, but because we have been washed clean by the blood of the Lamb. The Lamb who takes away the sins of the world. We have been washed by that. And some of us here might be thinking, oh, I don't know this all well. No, the very fact that you are sitting in this room is because you are chosen. I told last time also. It is true. It is true. We are chosen by grace. Benjamin, just come over. I won't put you on the spot. Come over. I just want to ask one question to you. So yesterday something very funny happened. So yesterday there was no youth meeting because we had the fasting prayer. So we put it on the group and he didn't see that message. So we were back home relaxing with legs up and all. Suddenly appears he and his sister. Youth fellowship. For a minute I was disappointed. I was saying, oh no, my free time is gone. Where is Dr. Deep? It's not even okay. But we were so happy. We were blessed. We had a good fellowship and very late in the night they left. We almost the whole time of youth fellowship we were there. And his father never knew. Father came to pick up after the youth fellowship. And then we had fellowship with him also. But just one thing I want to ask you. We spoke about something you asked about grace.
Yeah.
What do you remember about grace? You want to tell the church. What do you understand about grace? You're looking.
We are the deserve grace.
Okay. We don't deserve grace. And little more, can you think?
We don't deserve grace, but God is so merciful that even when we don't have, when we don't deserve grace, He gives us grace.
But if you want to add something to that, yeah, you also want something. Just go. I'm just asking again, children. This is reality, right? Yesterday they came home. We didn't plan it, and we just spent some time. But it relates to the topic. I just remembered, so I'm calling. You want to say something? What you learned from that? Anything about grace of God, if you remember, don't worry, nothing like, if you don't remember, it's fine. Anything, anything coming to your mind? Sorry, don't worry, go sit. Okay, so Benjamin asked that question, what is the meaning of grace? Grace. So we were trying to think, we know this hundred times over, we've been sharing, teaching, we know all that. Then we're just thinking and reflecting again. അർഹതയില്ലാത്ത കൃപ. അർഹതയില്ലാത്ത കാര്യം കിട്ടി. And then there was somebody asking question. Aradhana, you asked some question. What was that? Something about grace. Anyway, we asked. So the only way we could understand at that point of time is a gift. Gift anjadana. Right. That is why it is called gift. It's a simple thing. Children, you need to understand this. Parents also need to understand. Sometimes we don't understand the simple thing there. We miss it because we are thinking too high and we are missing the simple point. Gift in the word, gift. That is വേണമെങ്കിൽ മേടിച്ചോ. സി വി ക്യാൻ റിജക്ട് എ ഗിഫ്റ്റ് നോ. ഇമാജിൻ നമ്മൾ കല്യാണം കഴിഞ്ഞ കൺഗ്രാറ്റുലേഷൻസ് പറഞ്ഞൊരു കവർ അങ്ങോട്ട് കൊടുക്കും, ഇന്ന് ആ തിരിച്ചു പിടിച്ചോ എന്ന് പറഞ്ഞാൽ വട്ട് ക്യാൻ യു ഡു? ക്യാൻ യു ഡു എനിത്തിങ്? യു കാൻ. യു വിൽ ബി എംബാരസ്ഡ് ആൻഡ് യു വിൽ ടേക്ക് ബാക്ക് ദ ഗിഫ്റ്റ്. റൈറ്റ്? ബട്ട് ഹൂ ലോസ്റ്റ്? ഹൂ ലോസ്റ്റ്? ദ വൺ ഹൂ വാസ് സപ്പോസ് ടു റിസീവ്. ദിസ് ഇസ് എ ഗിഫ്റ്റ്. യു നോ, സംസ് പ്രൈഡ് വിൽ സ്റ്റാൻഡ് ഇൻ ദ വേ ഓഫ് റിസീവിംഗ് ബിക്കോസ് യു തിങ്ക് ദാറ്റ് യു ഓൾറെഡി ഹാവ്. Two things there also I'll tell you and I'll leave it. You know, in IIT when we were there, I remember one youngster was doing his B.Tech. He suddenly got sick and he was hospitalized in IIT Chennai hospital. It was part of the fellowship. After a week he came out, and when he came to the fellowship next, one thing that he shared is, he said, I have never accepted help from anybody before. For the first time, when I was hospitalized, I received help and God taught me and broke me. From now onwards, I am willing to receive help from anybody who gives help. Manchalai, what a lesson God taught to a young man. Today, I'm not connected with him, but I'm sure he'll be serving God somewhere. God had taken him through that sickness to break one confidence that he had. Because, not because he's a bad person. I also learnt it the hard way. Because see, our job, at some point of time you need to learn to receive also. When somebody offers you a lift, don't keep saying no, don't keep saying no, don't keep saying no. If you need at that point of time, receive gladly. Because that is also receiving. I've heard missionaries also being taught that. There are so many men of God here who know that. Saying one of the things that they teach is when you go by faith, you also need to prepare your hearts to receive when people give. Because that is a breaking point actually. Because till today, you had in your hand, right, you never received. But now, it is not going to be easy for you to receive. So you have to prepare your heart for that also. That is a big lesson, you understand. But what I am trying to say is, gift is given to be received. It is not earned. It is not to be evaluated. It is not to be, okay, let me see next time, come back. No. It is to be received because it is a gift. I'm just giving a simple example. But the gift that we have is none smaller than the Lamb of God, the blood of the Lamb who is the Son, Jesus Christ. That's why it says, if you have to boast in anything, boast in Him. Boast in Him and boast in the cross. What is there to boast in the cross? Oh, it's not that wooden piece. It's not the shape. It is not some other feeling that comes there. It is because what happened on the cross. And then, who is the one working in your life today? Who has called you? Who is the one that has begun that good work in your life? Who will then be faithful enough to lead you till the end of that? Who is that? His name is Jesus Christ of Nazareth. So may God bless you. I just want to do one last non-traditional thing, just as an exercise, as people whom I love. You know, yesterday also I told in the fasting prayer, the word Amen is also the name of Jesus. It's in Revelation. Amen is not just a kind of full stop at the end of a prayer. Or it is not like a tradition brought in by historians or church fathers or somewhere. You know, at the closure, Amen Barna Tirun Venim Oda, Sunday School Nubab. No. Amen is a meaningful proclamation of two things. One is you are saying Jesus from your heart. At the same time, when somebody else prays, the congregation prays together. That is why we meet together like this. Otherwise, it is called your quiet time or personal time. But this is not that time. So when somebody, let's say Lakshmi sister prays, I listen carefully and then everything I want to echo, yes, 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 Jesus, yes. But if I keep saying that, everybody will be disturbed, right? If I keep repeating after her what she is saying, others will be disturbed, right? We don't do that, we listen carefully. At the end of it, Amen! Amen! So I want us all to say loudly, if elderly people are embarrassed, don't worry, children, I want you to learn how to say loudly, Amen! Amen! Okay, 1, 2, 3. Amen! Can you say that? 1, 2, 3.
Amen!
Amen! Don't be shy. Amen is the name of Jesus. Would you not say Jesus? 1, 2, 3. Jesus! Parayathirle. Parayo. Correct. The same way we can say Amen. Don't think that other people will be disturbed by Amen. You are supposed to disturb other people by Amen. Because you are supposed to disturb other people by the name Jesus. People will be disturbed. But Vishwasikala kudumba epdi disturbance aagunga. So I just want to encourage. I'm saying it both firmly as well as hugging you in love. Please, please, please. At the end of every prayer, whether family prayer, husband and wife, or youth prayer together, or ladies prayer, fasting prayer, or at the end of somebody praying each time, please all of you shout loud, Amen, because it is you telling Jesus Christ of Nazareth many things at one point, at one time. You say, Amen, Amen. So it is not an artificial thing, beloved. I learnt it also. I used to be very shy earlier to do. I learnt it over the years. To say Amen. And I will do that because it is personal to me. I am the one saying. It is my... I want to say Amen because it is my prayer also, Lord. And of course the flip side is if you don't agree with the other prayer, don't say Amen. That freedom you have. You don't need to say Amen to every prayer which you don't agree. But it's very rare that you won't agree in a believer's community, right? So may God take all glory, beloved. Let God fill you with the Holy Spirit, the joy of the Holy Spirit, power of the Holy Spirit, testimonies. I just took few verses from just Psalms 37. But it's very close to my heart. I believe the Holy Spirit speaks to you. And the Holy Spirit, I began by saying, is a God of impossibilities. And so I fully believe that He does the impossible by touching hearts, healing people, removing confusions, bringing clarity of faith, and making decisions in people's lives also, right, by just listening to His word, which is alive and true. May His name be glorified. Shall we bow down as we pray? Heavenly Father, thank you and praise you. Glory to you, Lord. Hallelujah. Lord, you take glory because this is your word. And thank you, Lord Jesus. I rejoice with everybody in the church because, Lord, you have given me also the manna that I need for this day. Thank you, Lord, and praise you. Lord, you would send forth your word to bring healing to those who are sick, healing for minds that are hurt, hearts that are hurt, wounded. And Lord Jesus, for clarity for those who are confused. And Lord Jesus, that in the name of Jesus, every proud obstacle to the knowledge of the truth and the word will be removed and crushed by weapons of warfare which you have given to us to stamp upon serpents and scorpions. Because that is our mandate, Lord Jesus. The gates of hell shall not prevail against the church of God. And so, Lord Jesus, we rebuke every force of darkness that may be clouding the mind of anyone seated here or anyone listening on Zoom. O Lord Jesus, that you would bring clarity and faith, you would increase. Holy Spirit, this is your glory and your work. Thank you for hearing our prayer. In Jesus' name we pray.
Amen.
Thank you. Look at that. I am so happy. Praise the Lord. I am so happy you did that. So happy you did that. Thank you. Wow. I never expected him to do that. Okay. Praise God. George Christie is also down ill. So he's not there. So I'll continue my act on his behalf. All right. As we break bread together. Yeah. So.